This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Common Core is the name of the new school curriculum that government will be forcing on all school children. But there is one aspect to Common Core that parents find particularly objectionable. Common Core also means gathering and storing all sorts of private information on every school child into a longitudinal database from birth through all levels of schooling, plus giving government the right to share and exchange this nosy information with other government and private agencies. This type of government surveillance and control of individuals is the mark of a totalitarian government. Common Core reminds us of how Communist China gathered nosy information on all its school children, stored it in manila folders called dangans, and then turned the file over to the kid's employer when he leaves school. Several years ago, the New York Times published a picture of a giant Chinese warehouse containing hundreds of thousands of these folders. That was in the pre-internet era, when information was stored on paper. Now data collection and storage are efficiently managed on computers. Common Core is encrusted with lies. It is not, as advertised, written by the states. It is a national project created in secret, without any input from teachers or state legislatures or local school boards. It is not internationally benchmarked. That never happened. The readings assigned in the Common Core English standards are 50% informational texts instead of great American and English literature and classics. The result is that Common Core readings are very political. One suggested reading is a sales talk for government health care, such as Obamacare. Another suggested reading selection is global warming propaganda.
Are you a college student eager to stand up for your conservative beliefs and stand against liberal ideologies? Do you want to build a network with other conservative students? Don't miss the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit, July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. It's free to students who register in advance. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plaques, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendivite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendivite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendivite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two Black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
This is Deanna. Our guest today is Michael Collins Piper. He is the author of False Flags, Template for Terror, Final Judgment, and other great books. His websites are MikePiperReport.com, MichaelCollinsPiper.wordpress.com, MichaelCollinsPiper.podbean.com, and MichaelCollinsPiper.com.
Yeah, actually, Deanna, that MikePiperReport.com and MichaelCollinsPiper.com are really the same thing. I'll tell you the funny thing about that. The guy who set that MikePiperReport.com, when he set that up, I said to him, I'm Michael Collins Piper. I'm not Mike Piper.
Okay.
Whenever I write anything, I'm Michael Collins Piper. You know, and I said, I don't like that. And I said, I want you to set up MichaelCollinsPiper.com.
Okay.
So people get an inside view there of how things really work on the Internet. Now it's up there as both MikePiperReport.com and MichaelCollinsPiper.com.
Okay.
Anyway, when we were going to the break, I was just commenting about that, I thought it was rather interesting that this gentleman who calls himself ProThink and his colleague Andrew Anglin, and both of them have been critical, I understand, of you. And I know Mr. Delaney thinks that I am a Zionist agent and that American Free Press is controlled by the Zionists. But I found it interesting that they recently have come forth, and I don't mean to misstate what they say, but even though these guys are hardline white nationalists primarily in their point of view, but they have recently come forth and suggested that a lot of this stuff that's going on surrounding Sandy Hook and the suggestion that nobody died on 9/11 and that nothing is for real, essentially, that this is hobbyism. And, you know, I thought that was a very interesting word to describe it. While I might not like what they say about me or about you, I like their use of the term hobbyism because that's kind of what's happened here. Everybody's become, you know, an analyst. People get on the Internet and look at pictures and start analyzing, just like I was analyzing those pictures of Queen Elizabeth and the shooting of Lee Harvey Oswald, but I was doing it consciously and humorously for fun. But what's happening now is that people are doing this, and people who are not qualified to analyze pictures, and then the people who are doing it, who are doing it for devilish reasons, whether for their own psychic entertainment or whether as part of a broader program to make conspiracy theorists in general look foolish. And God knows I've been a quote-unquote conspiracy theorist from the time I started writing. One of the first things I ever wrote for the Spotlight was about the Anti-Defamation League reading the mail of U.S. senators. It was the first article I ever wrote for the Spotlight, and I was so afraid of the ADL that I wrote it under the name Richard V. London. I've been writing about conspiracies all my life. I've been attacked as a conspiracy theorist. So I do believe in conspiracies, and anybody who tells you that Mike Piper doesn't believe in conspiracies is either a liar or a fool. And I want to tell you, that there have been people, since I've been calling to account the Sandy Hook hoax crowd, people are saying, oh, well, Mike Piper stopped believing in conspiracies after he wrote Final Judgment. He doesn't believe in conspiracies anymore. I mean, this is the kind of crazy talk we hear out there, but, you know, it's kind of interesting to watch how the whole Sandy Hook hoax has affected, and again, I use that term, the Sandy Hook hoax, to describe the theme, or the meme, as people call it now, or the theory, or the legend that nothing really happened at Sandy Hook. Because we know what happened at Sandy Hook. Here's what we do know. We know that the media reported that a kid, for whatever reasons, known or unknown, shot the school up, and we know that the Jewish-controlled mass media, once again, as always, predictably put on a push for gun control, which all good patriots, I think, for the most part, oppose the efforts to dismantle the Second Amendment. So I think we can all agree on that much. But this Sandy Hook theme has been used to discredit so many patriots. But what's interesting is, now, I was interested to watch how Alex Jones, actually, I didn't watch, I listened. And sometimes it's more important to listen than to watch. Sometimes
you
need
completely.
To do both.
Mm-hmm.
But I listened to Alex Jones and one of his colleagues talking about Sandy Hook. They had it on at the American Free Press office. And it was very interesting because if you believe in the Sandy Hook hoax, listening to Alex, you believe the way he carefully worded his discussion, this particular comment, series of comments he was making, you believe that Alex agrees with you that no children died, that they were all crisis actors posing as the parents, that the government, everybody in the police department, and the fire department, and the coroner, and the governor, and the state police, the top people were all in on it. But if you believe, essentially like Mike Piper does, that a disturbed young man shot up a school and that the government came around and started, the government and the media and all the liberal groups and the gun control groups started pushing the push for gun control, the New World Order types promoting gun control. If you believe like Mike Piper believes, and I don't discount the possibility that this kid, Adam Lanza was brainwashed in some way and utilized as a tool by very real conspirators. I've never discounted that. I've never said that publicly or privately that I do, and I challenge anyone to show where I've ever suggested that publicly or privately, in writing or otherwise. But if you believe like Mike Piper believes, or thinks he believes, you will find that you could listen to Alex Jones and you could read two different messages into what he was saying. So Alex is very smart because he knew there was all this growing controversy and confusion among his people who are wedded to the concept that we're being lied to, which we are being lied to by the media, and he didn't want to take a stand. To this day, I don't know where he's taking a stand. Christopher Boleyn, the famous conspiracy theorist, right after Sandy Hook, wrote an article on his famous website suggesting that Adam Lanza may have been subjected to psychiatric drugs, and we do know that psychiatric drugs do often result in criminal activity by young people, psychotic activity. But you know, it was interesting, after the controversy surrounding the Sandy Hook hoax began, Boleyn never had another word to say about it, because he realized that by saying that Adam Lanza had actually shot that school up under psychiatric drugs, that he would be accused of being a government agent covering up for the Sandy Hook hoax, that nothing really happened. You know what I mean?
And so they've accomplished their purpose of discrediting somebody that believes as you do.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting. What's very interesting, I thought it was very interesting that Glenn Beck, recently did what I thought was a relatively effective refutation of a lot of the Sandy Hook hoax. But, you know,
indeed,
there was a subtle message in what Glenn Beck did that I don't think a lot of people picked up on. he kept referring to the people who believe in the Sandy Hook hoax as truthers. Well, that term truthers has been applied to people who have been raising questions about 9/11, much to the distress of the famous Cass Sunstein, as I point out in False Flags. That term truther evolved after 9/11 to specifically refer to people who had doubts about 9/11 and the official government version of that. Now, here's Glenn Beck up there showing basically how foolish all these stories about Sandy Hook are, but he's using that term truther to include the Sandy Hook people alongside the 9/11 truthers.
Very subtle
and very clever and very insidious.
Very subtle and very deliberate, I think.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely calculated.
All right, we are going to take a 3-minute break. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Michael Collins Piper. He is the author of False Flags, Template for Terror. His websites are michaelcollinspiper.com, michaelcollinspiper.wordpress.com, and michaelcollinspiper.podbean.com. And people in the chat room are asking some questions. And my big question, I think, when I think about the whole thing is, who is putting all these things on the Internet?
Well, you see, that's what's interesting, Deanna, because I remember when these things first started popping up, I would get these emails saying, "Have you seen this?" You know, and then there would be the one I always remember the most for some reason. Well, the simple answer to that is, who knows?
Exactly.
I mean, there are, you know, now what a lot of people have done, what a lot of people have done, have repeated back what they've already heard on the internet and put together a big assembly of what other people have already said. I mean, for example, let me digress for a moment and give you the bigger picture answer on this. But and I started to allude to this earlier. I had been commissioned by the AFP ad managing editor to write an article about this new meme, this new idea that nothing is for real, and that, and I did, and it stirred up this commotion. And in the meantime, John Friend, one of our contributors to American Free Press, who believes in the Sandy Hook hoax, said, well, somebody should write a response to this. And Paul Angel, who is the chairman of the board of directors of AFP, said to John, well, go ahead and write a response. Well, John did write a response to that article, but it was all about Sandy Hook. And then through a convoluted series of events, it was posted online when it was not originally supposed to be posted under these circumstances. It was posted on the American Free Press website as a point counterpoint when it was not, in fact, a point counterpoint. I had written an article about apples, and John had written an article about oranges. And so after that was published, everybody was saying, aha, John Friend has proven that oranges are much better than apples. You know, but in fact, I never saw the article John had written, and it was a very well-written article, but it was basically a repetition of all of these things that had already been said about Sandy Hook by a variety of people and posted on the internet, and it was full of a lot of interesting links to a lot of interesting allegations and accusations and things that have been published on YouTube. But that's what most impressed me about what was happening here with Sandy Hook. And it was unlike most of what had ever happened with 9/11 or with the Oklahoma City bombing, and certainly not with the JFK assassination, because we didn't have the internet then. But now, anonymous people with no known origins, no, you know, people who have never been seen by anybody, were posting things. And the video that I remembered the most was a scene of the governor of Connecticut giving a speech in which he was saying, it was right after Sandy Hook, he said something to the effect, and I am paraphrasing, he said something to the effect that, well, my staff and I were warned that something like this was going to happen. And a female voice is then being heard saying, what did you say, governor? And then it pulls back, and you hear the governor say it again, and the female voice says, say that again, governor? And then, of course, the whole point of this little excerpt on the internet was to prove that the governor of Connecticut had slipped up and publicly admitted that he knew there was going to be an event at Sandy Hook. Now, even from the context of the video, for any sensible person watching it online, or if you look at a much bigger version of what he had to say, you realize that what he's talking about is the fact that for the last several years, in the wake of so many of these school shootings and public events of this kind where people get guns out, and guess what, Deanna? People do get guns out and shoot up schools, and people do get guns out and shoot up McDonald's, and they do shoot up, you know, people use guns, believe it or not, in a bad way. I'm sorry to tell you that. I grew up in what they call the gun culture, and people do shoot other people, but at any rate, people were being led to believe that the governor of Connecticut, had just slipped up and made a Freudian slip and admitted that he knew this big hoax was going down, or if you wanted to believe the kids really were killed, that he knew that the shootings were going to happen. Now, you know he wasn't. He was talking about all the drills using crisis actors, and yes, indeed, crisis actors do exist. You can find all the websites on the internet of places that hire crisis actors and utilize crisis actors in drills. And yes, the government does conduct drills. Mike Piper knows that. The government does conduct drills. FEMA conducts drills. Homeland Security conducts drills. State and local police conduct drills. The Army and the National Guard conduct drills. That's what the governor was talking about. He was saying, you know, we've had all these warnings that these kind of things can happen, that they could happen, they will happen, and we need to be prepared. And sadly, sadly what he was saying, well, here's one happened right in our own midst, and now we're suffering as a consequence. That's the one that really caught me. And it was like, okay, well, who put this up there? And yet it immediately spread like wildfire. And people were saying, aha, aha. And then Robbie Parker. Now, I should mention at this point, I finally watched the video that utilizes much of Sophia Smallstorm's commentary about Sandy Hook. Now, I don't know if she put the video together herself or if she worked with the people who put it together, but we'll just refer to the Sophia Smallstorm video, which again has gone viral on the internet, and I've had people saying this is a video that shows what a liar and a government agent Mike Piper is. But in Sophia Smallstorm's video, I finally watched it on Christmas Day, no less. Watched it on Christmas Day in the American Free Press office. Or maybe it was Christmas Eve. But at any rate, Christmas Day. When was it? Christmas Eve. Anyway, my memory's slipping.
It was sometime this week.
Yeah, I sent you an email and said I finally had watched it. But at any rate, in that video, you see the famous video of Robbie Parker. Now, people say, okay, well, Robbie Parker's really a crisis actor, getting into character, to pretend that he lost a daughter at Sandy Hook. And, you know, it's interesting because I thought, I'm going to watch this again just to see if there's anything there that seems inappropriate to me. Having watched a lot of press conferences, having engaged in press conferences, having worked with people who were conducting press conferences, having been with people who've never been before a press conference and helping them out, having been involved in the media in many, many ways over the years that some people don't even know about. They just identify me with broadcasting on RBN. But I've helped people in doing things, you know. And what I saw there was a guy who probably, and this was essentially how Glenn Beck assessed it as well. And I thought Glenn Beck's assessment was absolutely correct, even though I think Glenn Beck had another agenda at work there, trying to discredit 9/11 truthers and conspiracy theorists in general. But Glenn Beck said, here's a guy who's obviously never conducted a press conference before or never been involved in a press conference. It's a day or so after his child has been murdered. There's cameras sitting up there in front of his house or wherever it is. And this is what my feelings were, too. And I watched it before I watched the Glenn Beck video, so I'm not just echoing Glenn Beck here. And I saw Robbie Parker come up there, this strained smile to the people around him. And then I saw a guy, yes, I saw a guy trying to gear himself up for a public presentation. And it was tough. And if no tears came, I'll bet you the reason why no tears came is because he cried a whole hell of a lot of them in the day prior to that. But
exactly.
No.
All righty. We do have a break. We will be back in 3 minutes.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful. A gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Michael Collins Piper. He is the author of False Flags, Template for Terror. And you can get a free PDF about that book, by emailing Dave at AmericanFreePress.net. And he will send you the PDF file. Michael also wrote many, many other books. His websites are michaelcollinspiper.com, michaelcollinspiper.wordpress.com, and michaelcollinspiper.podbean.com. The internet, I'll just read you what I wrote in the chat room. The internet is a group of susceptible people who are willing to believe that everything is a conspiracy. It is the best environment to set up the idea and an operation by Cass Sunstein that conspiracy nuts are all crazy and should not be trusted. This is a way of discrediting people who attempt to tell the truth about 9/11 and other events. People just are not getting this.
You know, Deanna, that's so important because, you know, in this book that I'm holding in my hand, the printed version of False Flags, you know, I talk about, of course, in consecutive order, the JFK assassination in about six or seven chapters. I talk about the Oklahoma City bombing, and then I talk about all the evidence which I believe points towards Israeli involvement in the 9/11 conspiracy, and I'm hastened to tell you that most of this material is not material that you've already seen in any other books. I think I've put my finger on precisely what did happen and how Israel carried it off. But that is how I closed the book, because, as I say, the book was essentially written, and then Sandy Hook happened, and I pointed out in the context of Sandy Hook that it was very, very clear to me, based upon what Cass Sunstein had said, that this growth of 9/11 truth and all other belief in the fact that we've been lied about on all so many issues, on the JFK assassination, Oklahoma, you name it, it goes on and on, that this was becoming too unwieldy as a direct consequence of the Internet. And Cass Sunstein and company decided, and he wrote a position paper on this, saying that we've got to combat these people. And the point is not to just refute them by getting up there and saying, oh, he's a liar, there was no conspiracy. There was a deliberate program to infiltrate the people who are discussing conspiracies and to confuse issues.
Of course.
See, that's the thing. Victor Thorne, who has been one of the most effective conspiracy researchers that I know of, Victor pointed out in American Free Press that there's even, and this is public information, although he wrote an article about it, that the Israelis were bragging how they actually paid, I forget how many thousands of young Israeli students to get on the Internet and get up there on discussion groups and introduce crazy ideas and distracting ideas. So what happened after Sandy Hook was, instead of people getting up there on the Internet and saying, oh, my God, what a tragedy, all these poor kids were killed, and now they're exploiting this to promote gun control, could it be that this kid was influenced by computer games, these violent computer games that have been produced by powerful Jewish media outlets in conjunction with the government to get young people prepared to go overseas and kill? Could young people have been influenced by all the violence in the media that they see all the time, the Jewish-controlled media? Could young people being affected by psychiatric drugs that cause them to go out and commit these crimes? Instead of people talking about these issues, people are up there saying, oh, no children died, and Robbie Parker was faking his tears. He's a crisis actor. He had note cards to say what he had to say. Or they said that the coroner giggled. I've been enough people talking around about tragedies, and I've seen the people's forced smiles. I've seen the people giggle because the thing they really wanted to do was cry. I've been to Irish wakes where people laugh and cry and smile and sing music and get drunk and raise holy hell. People react in different ways at different times to crisis. And yet, what were we talking about? Oh, well, Sandy Hook didn't really happen. They were all just crisis actors hired to come in there and pretend that they were the parents of children. They moved in years in advance. They moved in years in advance to set the stage for this grand experiment. Now, here's the thing. I say all along that Sandy Hook is a false flag, that Sandy and Boston likewise, and that they are experiments and that they were set up. But I'm here to tell you, I know as much as I know looking at my finger that I'm pointing as though I'm pointing to some foolish advocate of the Sandy Hook hoax. I know that they did go in there and kill people, and I know that they did set off bombs in Boston, because our criminals in our government, or I should say the criminals in what is supposed to be our government, and the criminals in international Zionism, and the criminals in the mass media, and the criminals in the international banking community that make up the Federal Reserve System, these people kill people. They start wars. Or are they going to tell us now that the wars didn't really happen, that was all just a hoax, a psyop? You know, I saw the effect that Vietnam had on my brother. My brother did go to Vietnam, or else he got somebody to mail letters to us from Vietnam. But the point is, Deanna, that this is what's happening. This is what we've gotten into discussing. And instead of fighting gun control and going out there and saying, hey, look, this was a tragedy, but let's look at the root problems that caused people to commit crimes, people are out there saying, oh, well, a 150-pound shooter couldn't have carried all that weaponry. Well, I want to invite them to come to my hometown in rural central Pennsylvania and see all the 150-pound kids going out with rifles and ammunition during hunting season. I want them to see 150-pound ladies going out hunting in Pennsylvania. I want them, a lot of these people, I swear, I guarantee you, a lot of these people that say, oh, that kid couldn't have carried that. These people probably never even held a gun in their life.
Exactly.
And, you know, and I get a kick out of this stuff. They're saying they didn't let the parents see the bodies. Well, you know, I want to know, okay, if there were no bodies and the parents were all crisis actors, why are people outraged? If they didn't let the parents see the bodies, because there were no bodies, and the parents obviously, if they weren't really parents and they were crisis actors, why would they want to see the bodies anyway? But you know, Deanna, this is the kind of stuff that passes for serious analysis. And you know, you read any account, and I live in Washington, D.C. I live in Washington, D.C., and we have a lot of crime here. We have a lot of crime here in Washington, D.C., and you get reports all the time about the crimes that are committed, and these are straightforward reports. The government isn't covering up anything. And invariably, you see reports that say the crime scene was walled off. The family was not permitted at the scene. The family, due to the bad, they don't let the family in to view the body while the police are investigating. That's just the way it works. It's no cover-up. This is how it's done. But immediately after Sandy Hook, there were people saying, why didn't they let the family see the bodies? And then they were saying, well, there were no bodies. Then they were saying, well, the reason why there were no bodies is because, well, it wasn't even a real school to begin with. They weren't even conducting a school that day. That was a fake. And then the police showed up, and then they were saying, well, since these were all crisis actors working with the police, they had a catering truck there to cater to the crisis actors who were on the scene helping the police and the fire department and everybody else stage this elaborate hoax. I mean, it went on and on and on, you know, and this was all done as a hoax, they say. But like I say, I'm here to tell you, our government does kill people. They do that. And then this was, I get a kick out of, Deanna. And this was in Sophia Smallstorm's film, which contained a lot of the popular, what I call, moments about Sandy Hook, where the, particularly the hucksters who are trying to make a buck off Sandy Hook, they have their, what I call the yaha moments, where they say, see, that proves it. That's a conspiracy. Well, in the video about Sophia's presentation, and I think she comes across as a very sincere individual, and in her video, she expresses her opinion, what she thinks is what happened and what the motivations were. So I don't doubt her integrity or her credibility. I really don't have enough information about her. But in that video, they make reference to the fact that there were no death certificates apparently filed for some of the people. And I ask you this. Why didn't they just fake the death certificate? Isn't that what everybody says they did with Barack Obama's birth certificate?
Exactly.
I mean, why? Are they afraid to violate the law? I mean, by faking a death certificate? Come on.
Exactly. All righty, we'll be back in 3 minutes.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Woo! Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Michael Collins Piper. He is the author of False Flags, Template for Terror. And you were talking about death certificates, and I think that's a very important logistical kind of thing that people would ask. And you also cover other questions, logical questions in the book. And it's just so irritating to me that people create all of these issues, they create all of these suppositions, myths, when in fact they could read about what actually happened, read about some of the questions that you bring up, and then they would have an aha moment.
You know, Deanna, I keep vowing that I'm not going to get into a line by line effort to try to refute all these crazy stories, because a lot of them are just downright crazy stories. But I'll just show you another one of my favorites, and I know we only have a couple minutes left here, but this will just take a moment. These stories that say that that support websites were set up in advance of the shooting at Sandy Hook. Ones that I think UNICEF had one, a Sandy Hook support, whatever, support fund, something like that. You know, all the time, I can tell you several times over the past several years, I've written articles for American Free Press based upon I have some clippings from the Washington Post and from the Washington Times, things that I've clipped out of the actual newspaper, the print edition of the newspapers. And then I write the articles for the paper, and I say, well, as the Washington Post reported on, say, January 1st, And then I'll get an email from Dave Gehary, our webmaster, and Dave will write me and say, Mike, we're going to post your article online. I need some citations. Well, you know, online citations. Well, then I would go online, and I would find the very Washington Post article that I had written based upon a clipping from the actual newspaper from January 1st, but I might find that it was posted online on December 30th or December 31st or January 2nd. And this happens all the time. In fact, you'll even find that there will be things that have been published online, articles of mine online, where they have kind of amended the date and it'll be different from what was published in the actual published newspaper to avoid some confusion. The point is that these timestamps and the way people post things on the internet and the way these things are recorded is not always exactly consistent. But people took those kind of things like that and said, aha, this was posted the day before Sandy Hook. They knew that there was going to be an event that would be said to be a shooting at Sandy Hook. Or they knew there was going to be a shooting at Sandy Hook. I mean, you know, it's funny, one poor old man who was a supporter of American Free Press believed that children died at Sandy Hook. And people who were trying to turn him away from American Free Press were people who believed that no children died at Sandy Hook. And he was being told, oh, American Free Press is covering up what really happened. But this guy actually believed that children died at Sandy Hook. So you see, there's all these strange twists and turns. And some of it is just a consequence of plain old ignorance. Some of it is a consequence of people not being completely familiar with, just like some people don't read a print edition of the Washington Post, and therefore they would have no idea that what appeared in the print edition appeared on a different date than what it appears on the Internet. So that's just a lack of knowledge. And then a lot of people are so in tune now to this idea that nothing is for real, that they've gone off into this little world. And I tell people they need to read this book. Not my book, but Gustav Le Bon's book, The Crowd. Because The Crowd, it's an insidious book about mind control, and that's what it's about, mind control and crowd control. And it says flat out there that the crowd is not the broad group of people, but it's the people who are of like mind, who get together. And this was almost like foreseeing the advent of the Internet.
Exactly.
And the Patriot movement, you know, and you can put any amount of poison in there and poison the minds of good people and get them misdirected. Instead of fighting gun control, they're making accusations that the parents at Sandy Hook are not even grieving and that their children aren't really dead. And I guarantee you, that doesn't win friends for the Patriot movement. If the Patriot movement wants to win friends, they can fight against gun control, and they should fight against gun control. But the way to defeat gun control is not to say that no children died at Sandy Hook, or that maybe some children did, but some children didn't.
Right.
As I guarantee you, if some children did and some children didn't, there's going to be a lot of people who are going to speak out, and I don't see many people from Sandy Hook speaking out. And unless the entire town, as somebody said, the entire town is an outpost of Satanists, and they were all in on it because it was a satanic plot to fake this business. But you know what I keep saying? Satanists do kill people. They do sacrifice children. So make up your mind, if this is a bunch of Satanists up there at Sandy Hook and Newtown, are they killing children or are they faking the killing of children? I mean, Deanne, I'm getting confused.
It is, and that's the whole purpose, is confusion.
Exactly.
I did a program earlier last week on a book by Beverly K. Ekman called How to Counter Group Manipulation Tactics, and explained how all of this works.
Oh, I know that. You know, I know who she is. Now, let me ask you a question. I don't mean to sound ignorant, but I am. Is she still alive?
Yes.
Okay, well, my apologies to her, because I recall thinking I'm confusing. I know who she is, or I knew who she was. Anyway, that sounds like a very interesting book. Okay. I'm eager. I didn't hear that program, Deanna, and I'm going to get my hands on a copy of that book because I sight unseen, I can tell you it's a very important book, and I recall that lady's work from years ago, and she's quite a very skilled analyst, and she's somebody to pay attention to.
And she addresses the exact same thing that Gustav Le Bon talks about, but she goes through the tactics and the techniques that they use and how they twist and get people to manipulate it, and it is an amazing book.
Tremendous. I'm glad to hear she's written that. I'm going to get a copy of that, and I'm probably going to recommend that American Free Press sell it. That's great.
Indeed.
That's great.
Well, it's amazing what people believe. We don't know where those pictures came from. We don't know who Robbie Parker is. I mean, seriously, people just put all this stuff on the internet, and nobody goes any further. They just believe what they see, and then they start spreading it around.
Yeah, and that's what unfortunately, I heard a lot of people say, well, I'm just asking questions. The problem is, no. A lot of the people aren't just asking questions. They're just passing on rumors or passing on information that's been raised by other people.
Sure.
You know, and that, there's a very big difference there between asking questions and passing on a rumor.
Well, and here's a rumor.
What's that?
I'm sorry. Somebody in the chat room said, oh, well, Mike Piper on his RBN program said that the Vatican did it.
No, Mike Piper didn't say that. Mike Piper said that if you want a conspiracy theory, you can look at the fact that Noah Posner's uncle was a top lawyer in Vatican lawsuits. So if you want to build a conspiracy around Sandy Hook, the Vatican must have been involved. Because
Noah Posner's uncle.
See, I was being sarcastic, but there's somebody who actually probably either was a Catholic who was upset and thinking that Mike Piper believes the Catholics were behind it, or that person is somebody who is anti-Catholic and actually thought that was a great possibility that the Vatican was really behind it. No, I don't believe the Vatican was behind it. Sorry.
It's amazing.
Yeah. But see, that goes to show you, Deanna, that's why I warn people that if you think that people are going to pay attention to what you do say on the Internet, or what you do put in black and white, whether in the internet or in a newspaper or in a book, people don't pay attention. And that's why we have a real problem with our movement being flooded with disinformation.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much, Mike, for all of your work. I love your work. You do such great research.
Thank you, Deanna. Thank you for all your good work, too. What can I say?
Well, you're sure one of my heroes.
All right, thanks, RBN, for having me on as a guest.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.